Hello, today we're talking to Bill Seymour about peace of mind in a busy world. So we'd like to ask you, in everyday life, what is peace of mind?
In my experience, to have peace of mind in everyday life, it's connected with slowing down the speed of thoughts and the level of noise in the mind, because we have so many things, so many distractions, so many useless thoughts that we don't even realize many times. And if we slow down all this speed and excess, I would say, of thoughts, then in that space that is created in the mind, we start to feel this feeling of calmness, of serenity, of peace, that works like a kind of oxygen for the mind. And it really helps us to enjoy the moment.
Would you say that peace of mind makes us more productive and effective?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. This is my experience. My experience is that, adding to what I was saying before, when the mind has space and there is less speed of thoughts and noise in the mind, then what happens is that our perception becomes deeper, becomes clearer. We see things with more clarity. And this, of course, affects our accuracy. Whatever task we do, whatever job we need to do at a given moment, if we are more aware, we have more discernment, it's easy to see that it will be more successful and more accurate. And so it is completely connected with efficiency and effectiveness. Mm-hmm. And also, it doesn't mean that to be effective, what I wanted to say is, it doesn't mean that to be peaceful means to be, we could say, less active or doing things with a slow pace or doing less things. Not at all. My experience is that, in fact, we can do plenty of things if we are relaxed mentally and we have this stage of clarity. So we can be quite fast in action, but at the same time, we are effective. We are effective because we are not distracted or disturbed by those useless or excessive amount of thoughts.
And you have a consultancy and coaching job, and you also coordinate a meditation center at a national level. How does someone so busy find time for peace of mind?
Well, in fact, what happens is that I'm part of a team, of a coordination team, that we coordinate meditation activities at a national level in Spain. And the thing is that we integrate the practice and exercises of meditation in our meetings, in our way of dealing with things. So it is part of our way of managing things to include silence, meditation, this type of exercises. And so this is what I was saying before, that then you can be very busy, you can do many things, you can be coordinating many areas and projects. But in fact, because the stage of the mind does not become so speedy and so accelerated, because you take care of keeping the mind in a peaceful state, then my experience is that we are able to manage all of those things in a nice way without being stressed or without rushing. Because that's the benefit of meditation and of practicing all these things.
Okay, and can you share with us maybe three practices that you use to maintain your peace of mind at busy times?
Yes, of course. There are several practices that we can have to help us in experiencing stage of peace and serenity inside. One would be this very popular practice of mindfulness that now has become very, very popular everywhere. there are courses and lectures and books about mindfulness, which is in essence to be really aware of everything in the present, to stay connected with the present, and to be aware of the energy of your thoughts, your feelings, as well as everything that happens around you, and also your body, your physical experience, etc. So just this practice helps us to reduce the speed of the mind and to slow down, because going to the present is a way of filtering so many useless things that traps us in our mind about the future or about the past. Doesn't matter. But just this practice of being fully present helps us a lot. This is one of the practices, to take a few moments to really breathe, to be connected with the here and the now. This is very important. Then another practice is to become aware of the inner, I would say, the inner energy of peace that we have inside. And this is something possible when we keep the idea that the one who is present, the one who is observing the present, is really the self. And the self is observing the present from a space of peace. It's like connecting with the space from which we are observing reality. And then we will realize that peace, in fact, is a natural state of the self, is a natural state of the mind. So the second practice is to connect with the thought that peace is my natural state, peace is my essence. To keep this thought whilst I'm observing the present, this is a very powerful, deep, beautiful thought that helps us to connect with the experience of peace. This is another exercise. Then a third exercise that may be useful when the mind is like very, I wouldn't say out of control, but maybe the mind is in a state of agitation, or it has too many thoughts, and just trying to be present and to be aware of the here and the now, it doesn't work really, because there are too many thoughts and with too much speed in your mind. So a practice that maybe, and it's my experience, it's very useful to slow down the mind, is to repeat yourself a mantra, but some word, something full of meaning that helps you to take the control of the mind. For instance, I use Om Shanti. Om Shanti is a phrase we use a lot in Brahma Kumaris. That means that I, the self, I am peace. My true nature is peace. And then what I do is when the mind goes too fast, I repeat myself this, like this mantra, no? Om Shanti. I repeat it internally several times. But it's not just a repetition of words, but it has a lot of meaning. It is like repeating Om Shanti in your mind and connecting with the meaning and the experience of these words. And you will see that this is very effective. If you stay a few minutes repeating this mantra, these words, Om Shanti, you will notice that many thoughts want to come to your mind, but you don't allow space for that. And slowly, slowly, the speed is reducing, and dramatically reducing, and you experience a sense of deep peace, which is really enjoyable. So these three methods are very useful, very practical, and I recommend them very much.
And sometimes when we are in a quiet space, it's actually quite difficult to quieten our mind. It stays very busy. So how can we stop the internal chatter and busyness of our mind?
Yes, sometimes we are very creative. It doesn't matter where we are, even if it is a peaceful place, we are very creative in occupying our minds so much with so many things. And I think that technologies are helping a lot to distract our minds nowadays. No? We hear and see so much information that we are really overloaded. Another practice adding to the three that I've shared before would be the practice of concentrating yourself internally in a point, the point of energy, I call it. And this is like focusing internally, visualizing a point of energy, and connecting and experiencing this idea that the self, the inner being, is this point of energy. It's like concentrating all the energy of the mind and the intellect in one point, and adding to this, keeping the idea that this point of energy is radiating peace. It's like a very small source of peaceful energy. And in fact, to connect with the idea that you are that. It seems a bit, maybe it seems complicated when I am explaining it, but it only takes a few seconds to connect with this idea. It's just a matter of practice. And this exercise helps a lot to concentrate the energy of the mind that is scattered because of too many thoughts. And also easily takes you to a state of calmness and well-being.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope these methods may be useful for those who are hearing this recording.